Hello, welcome back to Starting to Scale with Emmy Faust. It is just going to be a short episode this week to bridge the gap between the fantastic episode we had last week with Elise Finn, all about managing your emotions in these tricky times. And next week, I have Rebecca Morley chatting to us, who is a leadership coach. She works with entrepreneurs and businesses that are scaling up, and we chat about how to upskill your leadership team as you scale your business. And also we talk about the difference between a business coach, a business growth consultant, and a non-exec director. So loads of really good insight there as to what you might need at different stages of your journey. And today I just really wanted to do a quick episode around one of my posts on LinkedIn, which was some of the questions that you can ask yourself to help yourself and your business at this moment in time. And I've written an article on LinkedIn and I will link to that in the show notes. But one of the key questions that everyone is talking about, and I'm sure you are already aware of, is your cash flow. Keeping an eye on cash flow is super important. Unfortunately, running out of cash is the second most common reason why startups fail. It's such a big business killer, and at the moment it's obviously very tricky with everything that's going on with the coronavirus. So some questions that you might ask yourself is, how much money does your business need each day, week, month to keep going? And how long will your money in the bank last? Are there any costs that are not mission critical to the business that you can cut? Can you ask for reductions from suppliers or rate reductions for your rent or anything like that? I've heard quite a lot of landlords are giving reductions to people for their rent and things like that, which is fantastic because obviously, you know, they want to keep those businesses going so that they can continue to pay the rent when this is all over. Something that I think is really important is looking at what invoices are due or overdue and getting them settled as soon as possible. Hopefully now is not too late. Actually, a really, really good lesson is always to get your invoices paid ASAP. So many times I work with clients and I find that there's invoices that have been outstanding for quite a long time. And this is something we really learned our lesson with when we ran our second business, actually. So our first business, all our clients prepaid us, so we never worried about clients not paying us. But that was kind of a luxury to have their money in the bank account and be prepaid for everything that we did. With our second business, we worked on a post-payment, on a 30-day post-payment, and we were buying media. So we were responsible for paying the suppliers, the media. And we did a deal with a big agency that were working for the government, and so kind of assumed it would all be safe and secure and, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about getting paid. And they went under, owing us £100,000 of money, which meant that we owed our suppliers a massive chunk of that because we just took a small percentage. We were liable, and obviously we were going to carry on paying our suppliers. We didn't want to default on that payment, but we were basically down £100,000. I think when all the liquidators and everything had come in and we managed to get a very small percentage of that back, we might have got a couple of grand back. So that almost took our business under. I can't remember when that was exactly, but it was a good few years ago now. And it was a real lesson that, you know, even businesses that you think are really strong can get hit if they lose a client or something happens to them. So from that point on, we were much, much kind of stricter. And it is about making sure that you chase your invoices as soon as they're due. If possible, get prepayment wherever you can, and just, yeah, don't let invoices go over. And if there are any that are due or overdue now, make sure you're getting them settled as soon as possible, though that might be tricky. I think another thing to think about is, how can you get cash into the business? So could that be prepayment from customers or clients, or do you need to get a bank loan? I think I mentioned that getting investment at the moment is kind of tricky, and also that takes quite a long time. So it's really, you're really going to be having to look at other ways to get that cash into the business in advance. So there are people that are doing, you know, prepayments or selling vouchers or asking for money in advance. But also the UK government has put some measures in place to protect businesses, and that does include bank loans. So obviously that is something that you can look into. I have been helping a couple of clients secure funding. In fact, I'm in the middle of a funding round at the moment, and that is very tricky. Even if you have funding from investors that you've secured from investment in the bank, you know, you don't want to be using that And you don't want to be eating into your reserves. So you need to be really, really careful about keeping an eye on your cash flow and making sure that you're using the funds wisely. So I'm going to put a link to the article. The other questions that I had in that article is, do you need to pivot? So I think lots of people are thinking about, you know, should they pivot? Can they pivot? What are the opportunities? You know, how can they make good out of this situation? And obviously we've seen examples of businesses pivoting and, you know, changing the products they're creating, like some of the fashion and beauty companies helping to make surgical masks and gowns and medical overalls and things like that, which is fantastic. Louis Vuitton making hand sanitizers. So I think there's some questions there around pivoting. Can you package what you're selling differently? Can you sell a different product or service? Do you need to change your offering or service based on demands at the moment? And obviously, a lot of people who are selling face-to-face products or services are now having to change that. And I think, you know, we're all making great use of Zoom and video and things like that. Two other questions. The first one is, how are your staff? Obviously, this is really unsettling times for everyone. Lots of business owners are having to lay staff off or furlough staff. And that's, as a business owner, that is a really upsetting, challenging, and not very nice thing to have to do. And for those staff that are working remotely, make sure that, you know, that they can continue to add value and also that they feel valued. So what is the most important thing for them to work on to get through the next 3 to 6 months so that they've got a focus and they're not feeling overwhelmed and they feel valued? And I think it's really good just to keep, you know, checking in with them, which obviously you would be doing anyway. And my last question, which I've done lots of podcasts on, is my favourite topic. Have you done a SWOT analysis? So let's not forget the power of the SWOT analysis. It's such a great tool to help you identify the strengths and weaknesses in your business and to look at the opportunities and threats in the marketplace. If you've got a little bit of downtime, if things are a bit quieter now than they would be normally, now is the time to get your ducks in a row, to get your house in order, to get your business, you know, to get all those things sorted. And it's a great time to do a SWOT analysis. The insight that I have got out of the SWOT analysis that I do with my clients is amazing. And it has led to some, you know, incredible insight and changes, including one business pivoting from B2C to B2B and then securing, you know, investment off the back of that. And also just helping founders of businesses to realize what their strengths are and also what their weaknesses are and what needs to be addressed in order to help the business move forward. So I hope that was hopeful. I hope that was a helpful short episode, I know, but I just wanted to check in and say hi. I wanted to keep my podcasting up, keep showing up, and also to let you know that next week we've got Rebecca Morley, who is going to be fantastic, and we're going to be talking about how to scale up, how to upskill your leadership team as you scale your business. So have a fantastic week. I will catch up with you next week, and do get in touch if there is anything that you want me to cover off.